Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quote from Ian O'Connor, who yesterday had the report that the Giants might not, in fact, be sticking with Joe Shane long term, due to Mr. Mara's health. This is what they had to do right now. It's not a given that he's going to be back. So Ian O'Connor today says, as a follow on Joe Shane, these seven games mean a lot to everyone in the Giants building. The GM can secure his employment here. But if they go 2-5 or 1-6 and Joe's players don't look any better without Dable than with him, you don't just extend a GM who went 6-11, 3-14, 4-13.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the record is going to sound like a ridiculous statement, but it's of less consequence at this point.
I agree.
You know what I mean? They just got to look better.
I agree with you that my decision would have already been made. I wouldn't be worried about the record. But according to Ian O'Connor, his reporting says that the final seven games matter to the people in the building. So this is going to definitively, in their minds, define whether, in fact, it was the head coach mm-hmm. who was underperforming with a good roster, or if it's both a combination of bad head coach and bad roster.
But even that's backwards a little bit here. I get what they're trying to do, but I think their evaluation's flawed. Let me ask you a question. Have the Giants been ready to play most of these games from the opening kick?
So.
They've been ready, right?
I don't think it's an effort thing.
Exactly. So when you come out and you don't get your doors blown off in the first quarter like they did when they were really bad during some of those other coaches before Brian Dable got here, it tells me you've had a pretty buttoned-up week of practice. It tells me everybody's kind of emotionally and, you know, invested in the game plan and that they're kind of buttoned up in practice. Because if you're not, you're not ready to play the first quarter. The Giants have scored, what, four or five straight games with an opening I believe it's four, or they had four, with an opening drive touchdown. So they were ready to play, and then the defense collapsed, which is what took away all these wins here, which if they had those, they'd be a borderline playoff team. So let me get this straight. The defense, which imploded, the DC is still here. The head coach who had them ready to play is gone. And the general manager who put all these resources on the defensive side might have a chance to come back. It's ass backwards.
One thing, though, that I would say in regards to the effort, you think Dexter Lawrence give a max effort?
He's the one guy that jumps out to me.
You think Deontay Banks? Like, there are certain individuals who on certain plays have not given max effort. So I understand your idea or overall the point about the team. It's not just like the team quit on the head coach. I do not think that that is the case. I myself am curious to see. Now, I believe that it's a combo of bad players and bad coaching. I do not believe the Giants will play better under Mike Kafka. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, especially if you factor in that Jackson Dart is banged up.
Yeah.
But I am curious to see myself how they look and want the Giants to get the definitive answer on, hey, we told you so. It's not Brian Dable. It's not all his fault. It's the entire process, which then would make them move on from Joe.
Move on from Joe. But here's the thing, and we all know the schedule. Next three games, treacherous. Obviously, very few wins, if any, in this three-game sequence. The Giants very well might stumble upon a couple of wins to finish up December against the dregs of the NFL. And to me, it will be a false representation of the job that Joe Shane has done. If they win three or four of two out of three, there's going to be a positive energy around the Giants. Joe Shane's probably back, and I don't think he should be.
Think about how faulty that logic is, that you're going to have 3+ years of watching somebody in a resume that that person as Joe Shane has,
yeah.
and you're going to boil it down to seven games with an interim head coach with a quarterback who's banged up.
Yeah, comes down to the last three or four weeks. I wouldn't even say 7 weeks, because I don't think they'll win any of these next
three.
I think it's really the last three or four games. If they squeeze out a couple of wins, I'm with you on that point. It's got to be much more of a deeper evaluation. If it's surface like, well, they finished strong, I mean, they're clueless at that point.
BT and Sal on the Fan, back to the baseball call. Sam is in Rockland. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, about schemes, would you trade a package of,
yes.
let's say, Schlitzler?
Go ahead.
Let's say Schlitzler, Jones or Dominguez,
mm-hmm.
and Ben Rice.
You have to.
Or is that too much?
That's not. You have to do it.
It might not be enough, honestly. You might have to throw in Lombard.
No, I'm talking about Lombard. My point is, Schlitzler has shown he has potential to be a good pitcher.
Yes, he does.
Probably in this
very
league.
Good.
Obviously, he's not Skeens. The question is the gap between the pitcher Schlitzler can be and the pitcher Skeens is big enough to give Ben Rice, Francis Jones, maybe even Lombard?
Well, it's a really good question, Sam, and my answer is yes. Let me get that out of the way. Yes. But in a perfect world, I'd have 20 more starts of evaluation for Schlitzler to come up with a better determination.
I don't know if there's anything Schlitzler can do in the next year to get to the level that Skeens is at. He's just not Paul Skeens. I'm sorry. He had, I don't want to just say one dominant start, because he's had many good starts in his rookie season, including the postseason. The one incredible start that everybody now is going to hang on to is the one that happened against the Red Sox in the elimination game in the first round of the playoffs. But look at Paul Skeens, what he's done since he's been in the big leagues. You're talking dominance at another level. Schlitzler is not...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
That. He was primarily a five-inning pitcher in the regular season. I'm not trying to disparage him. I'm just giving you the facts of what is. Paul Skeens is undisputedly the best pitcher in the sport, and he's under control for 4 years. It's the most valuable commodity in baseball to get a high-end starting pitcher that's under team control, and they have it for 4 years. So to answer the question, you, Sam, and Rockland can determine what the disparity is. UBT, I could determine it. The Yankees could determine theirs. That's the biggest point. I don't think there's enough you could give to get a guy like that.
Okay, so I look at Skeens like, you know, he's, whether it's a modern-day Seaver or like that, like the Clemens, Pedro, like that's who he is. I look at Cam Schlitzler, and this is obviously extrapolating out because he hasn't pitched a ton yet. I look at his ceiling, his potential, as an absolute top, now maybe not a one, but a two minimally, on a team that has a chance to win the World Series when he fully matures. That's also, again, a deep extrapolation because he hasn't pitched a whole lot. Now, but I think what the caller was saying was, and this is why right. I would love more evidence, say if we, because I don't think the Pirates will trade Skeens this offseason either, and you don't, right. It's too early, right?
I really don't know, but
Probably not yet.
I would guess not. I mean, if you're in a position where you got to trade a guy with 4 years of control who's your only draw.
Just become a double A team. You're useless at that
fold
point.
Fold up shop.
Okay, so we're on the same page, but I don't think that they'll trade him now, but you never know. But let's say that they don't. And let's say that you get 32 starts, or say he misses a couple, 28 starts from Kent. You skip him, you save the innings thing, whatever. Navigate that stuff. 28 starts, and he's electric, and he's filthy. He's still never going to be Skeens. Right. I don't think the caller was saying that, and I'm certainly not saying
that. But is it worth?
It could dictate what the rest of the package would have. Like, if Skeens is a 10 and Schlitter becomes an 8.5 or a 9, would you then want to give up Lombard and Rice? That's his question, and that's a fair question.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what... Is there a better package from any team in baseball than a Schlitter, Lombard, Jones package? Forget Rice.
Yeah, I don't know there. Okay. Now, the Yankee system's not very highly thought of, except for Lombard.
But those are...
And Schlitler's already here.
Lombard, Schlitler, let's say Jones or Dominguez, and if you throw in Ben Rice...
I mean, that's a massive package,
okay,
right?
It's huge. Now, it's going to take something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the entire farm system. I don't know what the Pirates want. Maybe they have no interest in Ben Rice. Who the hell knows? But it's going to be whatever they believe is the best haul. So you better be coming correct.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Schlitler's a good starting point. For the Mets, McClain would be, okay, at least we got the young, controllable pitcher to replace Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need three or four other guys that are going to fill out the rest of the roster.
Yes, and the Yankees bought Fried, so they have him. Cole's coming back. Eventually, Schmidt will be back. So where the Mets would have to go and buy more. All right, let me flip this, though, because I think that this is... And it's unanswerable now because it's a massive projection with Schlitler, but he is interesting enough to, I think, probe more deeply into this just based on he does look a little different than some of these other kids that have come up. All right, so let's say that the Pirates want, and I mean today, they want McClain.
Mm-hmm.
They want, let's go with Benj. They want the two other most desirable players of them, whomever they are, Jet Williams and somebody else, right? Sproul, Tom, whomever they fancy. Now, you do it today, correct?
Yes.
Of course. So
wouldn't even think twice about it.
Me too. If I ran the Mets, I would do the same thing. But what if McClain goes out and has 28 starts this year and has a 2.97, even a 3.01, and he strikes out 190 batters in 172 innings? You see what I'm... And his K-rate is among the best in baseball, and his whip is low, and he doesn't walk per nine many... Would you still give up all that? It's at least a different point of inflection.
Understood. I probably would, but I understand why you would have if they did it for another whole year and pitched like a high-end pitcher, why would you trade everything to get just replace him with a mildly better high-end pitcher?
And I think that's what the caller was saying.
Yep. Al is in West Long Branch. What's up, Al?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm basically on that same... At the same level, I was thinking that Schlitler has already proven that he could take the bump in the Bronx and perform well. How many high pedigree pitchers have come into Yankee Stadium and have failed miserably or was not living up to the pedigree that they were showing in MLB?
Yeah, so, it's a long list.
So I'm just thinking that You know what you have. You don't know what's going to happen to the pedigree that comes in.
You don't know what you have. That's the whole point. You have no idea what Cam Schlitler is. He was great in the postseason. Put all of Schlitler's starts against what Paul Skeens has done, and it's not close. It's not even a fair fight.
He's older, but he's a year older than Skeens too. Cam Schlitler, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I just think that the Yankees know how to. Bring up from the farm league, they're not intimidated by taking the bump in the Bronx, whereas like some of the people that are on other teams are great on that team. They come to New York and it's like, what happened?
I know, but it's fair. More free agents though.
Skeens,
trades.
Skeens a different animal. There's he wants New York. I mean, Garrett Cole is another guy who grew up a Yankee fan. Wanted New York. How's he as a free agent? The wishy-washy guys are the tweeners. Those guys are Sonny Gray,
the Vasquezes,
Michael
Kevin
Pineda.
Browns.
Yeah, those guys, Pavano, they're chasing the money. Pavano. And then all of a sudden, they don't like the smoke.
That's right. They can't handle it. And by the way, Schlitler, he's not a free agent until 2032.
Right, so you have him under control.
I mean, that's even two more years than Skeens. Something else you want to think about.
Look, ideally, you'd like to not have to give Schlitler up. And If I'm the Pirates, I would say, well, I'm not trading Skeens to you unless you include Schlittler.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with the Mets. Yeah, ideally, you wouldn't want to give up Nolan McClain. But to get Paul Skeens,
I get it.
It's going to take, you know, the other side of it is, well, what happens if Cam Schlittler was a one-year wonder? Or Nolan McClain was an eight start or whatever it is.
I think about Lewis Hill. And then he's kind of leveled off a little bit.
Yeah. The value where Spencer Jones was 2 years ago versus where he was last year versus where he is now, it's changed dramatically in 3 years. Devi Garcia. All these guys. That's what I'm saying.
That's a name for you, huh?
Paul Skeens is a... Yeah. There are no question marks about it. You're getting a bona fide star.
It's a rock star.
Legit ace, rock star girlfriend, all those different things. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Three random questions. We come back.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.